Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Wow.
We're here again.
Yeah, back. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, when I was on my way here, I had that realization when it was like, I've not spoken a word yet today.
Yes.
And I was in the back of the cab, I was like, maybe I should just speak, test that. Because like, it's just been me and my thoughts, you know, all morning since I woke up. And I was like, maybe I should just...
But we
No, I spoke to the driver. I'm an idiot. I said, hello, yes, that's me. Oh, but I still had that thought. I was like, I've not spoken
yet. And we spoke.
Huh?
And we spoke.
Yeah, no, but then, and then you guys called me and I was like, finally, I can just make sure I can talk.
Yeah, I remember that, like when you would, it would be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It'd be like, I've not.
2 o'clock in the afternoon? What
you
want?
We lived alone. Like, alone in lockdown, it was like, I've not used my vocal cords today. Like I should check if they still work. You don't realize that you've not actually spoke.
And then in the taxi, so like, literally about 5 days ago, I did one of those foot masks. You know when you put your foot in the sopping wet, moist,
horrible,
fucking uncomfortable shit. Yeah.
So like just, a sheet mask for your foot.
Yeah, and you like wrap it around your ankle and you leave it on for an hour. Mm. So I ordered some. I thought, fuck it, you know, whatever. Let's take care of my feet.
Why not?
And I thought it was one of them ones where you put it on and then instantly your feet start to peel. Like I thought you put it on and then after the hour you take it off and then your fucking feet are peeling off.
What do you mean the feet are peeling off?
That's what it is. It's a foot peel.
Oh.
It sheds the dead skin.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not just for moisture. It's like a rejuvenation.
Oh.
So it said after 3 to 5 days, your feet will start to peel.
So your feet peeling.
Well, yeah. And I totally forgot about it. And then obviously
I've got sandals on today.
I know. And obviously I'm in slides today. And when I was having my realization,
let's have a look.
I looked over at this one.
So it is working then.
Ooh, the heel's come off. My whole heel is shedding. No,
she's like a snake. She's shedding
her
skin.
And there was like a big bit hanging off. Because I was like, what the fuck is that? My feet are currently peeling.
So it's working?
Yeah. I didn't even know. They were just like cheap masks from Amazon.
I thought they were just like hydration things.
Well,
those.
I imagine you can get hydration ones.
Right.
But this was... Yeah, so I'm going to have baby smooth feet.
Lovely, once they've shed their layer of
skin. Yeah, and my wiki feet score can improve.
Yeah, hope we might get up to 5.
Yeah, I literally want
4.8. 4.5, you know, get up here with the big leagues.
Yeah, I do.
Right, we're going back this week for our question of the week. Because this is the most fun we've had probably to date. So we're bringing it back for round two.
I need to get in the mind frame.
And we've got, tell us the worst surnames of guys that you've dated.
Like, because I do feel like when you start dating a guy, honestly, one of the first conversations we have, or like with our friends,
what's
is,
his last name?
Well, what's his last name? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So Sophia thingy.
So when we did that recently with Grace.
Yeah.
We asked what would be Grace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
It doesn't sound that bad. I guess you could, you know, double barrel it. You could double barrel it.
Yeah, it's a conversation that comes up early.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in our friendship
group,
for sure.
You need to know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's your potential next name going to
be? Yeah, I know.
And would you, I think we said this last time, like, would you end it with someone purely because of the name?
Yeah, well, would you like, well, I guess I'm just keeping mine.
But what, you poor kids.
Yeah, well, they can have it. Yeah, but then we're not family. Mm. No,
like, no, but like you don't want your kids to have that name.
Oh, I don't, like, want I don't my kids like that to name. Have. Well, yeah, if it's something fucking
crazy.
What's the? Is it right. Phallic?
Phallic. What did we say?
Yeah,
last
if
week?
It's something phallic.
Flaccid.
Flaccid. Okay. Okay. I'm nervous. Right. I'm nervous.
Oh my. Semen.
No, that's a lie.
Mr. Semen.
No, that cannot exist. Mr.
Molding.
Semen.
Molding.
What do you mean molding, Mr.
Nostril?
What do you mean, Mr. Nostril?
No. Christmas. Mr. and Mrs. Christmas.
Oh, you guys really love Christmas, hey? Fuck off. You must get that all the time. It's Mrs. Christmas.
Oh, Santa.
Oh, well, here's Mrs. Christmas.
When it gets to December. Yeah, oh,
it's your guys' month. You don't even like Christmas that much. Oh, my God. That can't be real. Nostril.
High table for Christmas.
I'm sorry. Nostril and semen. That can't be real.
Christmas. I'm
you
sorry.
You just have to end
like,
it.
Like, Christmas isn't even bad, but it's just impractical. Yeah. Like, think of the constant
like, I don't
want to
be... This is Christmas. Like,
I'm Mrs. Christmas.
Mrs. Christmas.
I am Sarah Christmas.
Hi, my name's Susan Christmas.
Someone's put Nasswol. What does
Nasswol? What
does that mean? N-A-S-S hole.
Oh, like asshole, hole. But Nasswol. Oh,
Dickswell.
Dickswell. The thing is, it's all
lamb.
No. Mr. Nas. The thing is, like,
Mrs. Lam.
At what point in the family are we just going to say, like, let's just change it.
Let's just change it.
Like, we can't be all the dick that.
We can't be dick swells.
Oh, little dick swell.
My like, family dick swell.
It just can't happen. It just can't.
Knob. N-O-B.
Knob.
Thong bottom. She's put, I wish I was joking.
What do you mean?
Thong no, bottom. Curry. We knew a curry.
Curry. I feel like curry's normal.
Yeah.
Isn't it like Stephen Curry? That's
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, Steph Curry. We went to school with a Matthew Curry.
Oh yeah, we did. And that, yeah, that was yeah. normal. And I love chickpea curry.
Gooch.
What do you mean,
Mr. Gooch?
Mr. and Mrs. Gooch.
Cunningham.
Cunningham.
Someone I know has the surname Troll.
It's just not fair. Like, it's just not fair. Like, you just, like, troll.
People would just call you Troll.
Oh, where's the trolls? Family of fucking trolls. It's horrible.
All getting out the car. All getting out the car. It's Troll.
And like, does it help?
It's a troll.
Like, if one of you's like really tall,
yeah, or really small.
Yeah, what even do trolls look like?
Small.
Are they small? I thought. Oh yeah,
I'm picturing the trolls like from Frozen, like the pebbles.
Oh, they're
like,
small. The trolls. It's the trolls.
Yeah.
Miss
Troll.
Miss Troll and Mr. Troll.
Imagine on the wedding
troll
day.
Troll children.
To just, be troll.
Oh, it's not.
Lumb. Horseman.
Horseman. That's not even that funny, but still.
Someone's put Horseman. Someone's put Capon. Google it. C-A-P-O-N.
I'll Google it. What does it mean?
She's put just Google it.
Okay. Right, I'm gonna Hyman. Google it. Right, Capon. Capon meaning.
C-A-P-O-N.
It's just a fucking chicken. Just a Google fucking
it. It's a naked
a castrated domestic cock fat and feet. That's the definition. Oh, so it's a poor chicken that's been fattened for eating.
Oh. Capon. That one's not so bad though, because I feel like not I wouldn't know what that was.
Yeah. But then it's like when the
when
kids
you
at
know.
School learn. Mm. Fucking hell.
Where does our last name originate from?
Oh, you don't want to Google
don't
that.
Don't want to know, kids. Jelly.
Jelly. That's
wet and bottom. Snelson. A drink water. I remember that from last time.
Snelson.
Sket. Sket. Cox.
That cock.
Dick. Shat well.
What do you
mean? S-H-A-T-W-E-L-L. Shatwell.
You can't be marrying into the Shatwells. Fucking hell. That could not be me.
Clamp it.
That's just two words put together, like clamp it.
Clamp it. Boothroyd. Dongle. Dongle. Pigeon. Mole. Death. Death. Mrs. Death.
That's not real. That can't be real, Mrs.
She's put death. Karen White has put death.
My name is Matt Death.
I'm Sophia Death.
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 Oh my god.
Oh,
you
that's
have to
morbid.
Change that.
You've got to change that.
That. Like, we need to stop the like.
We can't.
We can't be the Death family, like.
We're like the Addams Family.
I know.
Side bottom. Dewberry. Burglar. We've lost a
burglar. What do you mean?
Burglar.
Burglar. Oh, Mr. Burglar.
Gagan Deep. But it looks like Gag and Deep. Moody.
I'm joking.
Mrs. Moody. Oh. Hog. Pover. Povo. Husband's surname is Willy, like the penis. Obviously, I didn't take it.
Willy!
Boner. Twigger.
Twigger. Oh, Lord. Oh. No.
Clutterbuck.
What does that even what mean? What do you mean, clutterbuck?
They're like there's me. More, oh, there's God. More. Newer guy, last name Trotter.
I say newer guy. Yeah, last name Trotter. Oh, Trotter.
Friend's boyfriend's surname is Go to Bed.
No.
Got to bed. G-O-T-O-B-E-D.
Got to bed.
Got to bed. But it looks like go to bed.
Go to bed.
Eagle bottom. Someone's put grey. Sums up his personality.
Grey.
Whore. H-O-A-R-E. Pronounced oh. Whore.
Oh, oh my God.
Babis. Ram's bottom. We had that one last time. Orgy. Surely not.
No way.
Oh my God. Balls. Nom nom lick. Noblick, Noblick.
Noel, Noblick.
N-O-B-L-I-C-K.
Wait, his name's Noel?
Noblick.
Oh, he said, his full name was Noel Noblick. Noel Noblick, that is so cruel.
Noel Noblick. Sounds like someone from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it does.
Noel Noblick.
Noel Noblick.
Oh God! Oh, but there's still more, but oh,
maybe we could look back at the end.
Yeah,
see if
we
more.
Could go back to it.
No, it's death for me.
Death,
right,
Mr. and Mrs. You gotta, death, and Christmas. Change. Honestly, weirdly,
the thing is, I'll take Christmas over the lot.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I would take
be
Christmas,
Miss Chris, Mrs. Christmas, than Mrs. Noblick.
The Mrs. No Noblick. His cock. Oh. Oh, oh God, Waterberry. Hell. God, there's so many in here. Yeah, Crisp, Mrs. Crisp.
It's Crisp. We had that one yesterday, didn't we? Say that one,
Mrs. Crisp. No. Oh, what's your favourite?
Oh, you like so feeling got fuck off. Like, I didn't invent Crisp.
Oh God, that's always a good way to start the episode. We have to do that more often.
I'm sorry, we have to do that once a month because
that
it just
is...
gets me going.
That is twig.
Twig. Mr. Twig. I ain't being Mrs. Twig. Fucking hell. Oh, the twigs. Fucking hell.
Oh, oh shit. God. Oh, my belly hurts. Tickle bum. He said it's pronounced. He said it's pronounced. Tickle boom. Right, okay.
Okay.
Oh, God. Mm. That's always a tickler, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Right, it's boy talk, dilemma one.
Hit us.
Let's go. Everyone ready to resume?
Yeah, ready to resume.
He rated her a 10 out of 10, but not me. And I'm his girlfriend.
On no planet is that even remotely acceptable.
Just listen to this. My partner and I have been together for almost 5 years.
Okay.
We're both 23. A while back, we somehow got on the topic of ratings and it proceeded to rating each other.
Oh God.
Mistake number one.
I'm immediately a 10. Or
to me,
1,000 out of 10.
To me, Brian is an automatic 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Number one in my life. However, Brian took the subject quite literally.
No.
And he rated me a 9.
No. No.
Brian.
No.
Just give me a 10, for
yes,
goodness
that's
sake.
Not e- like, what?
Just give me a 10.
Why are you even thinking? You
my partner
even thinking.
Is, but also just from like, don't be dumb. Like, just don't be dumb.
Yeah, like...
just say 10,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
don't
like
be actually
the
stupid.
The fact that you have to pause and think and compare and contrast.
Maybe 7.
Yeah, I mean, you're not... You're not 10.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you were 10.
I mean, you're a 9 on a good day.
My partner is quite a literal person.
Right.
So he didn't think anything of the rating. At the time, I was a bit offended because I just assumed, like, you just give me a 10. Like, come on.
Yeah.
As I feel anyone's partner should think that, like,
obviously,
they're a 10. It should just be an automatic given. So I wasn't upset about being a 9 out of 10, you know, still pretty good.
Mm.
But is there someone who he thinks is a 10 out of 10?
Mm.
Like,
so who is
the
10
who is
out the 10?
Like, anyway, we moved past this as I knew there wasn't any malicious intent from Brian.
Right.
However, going back to the subject line.
Okay.
Last week, I happened to see some messages between him and his friend whilst he was on his phone beside me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had messaged his friend on Instagram about another girl saying she is a, in brackets, genuine 10 out of 10.
So he means that.
So that's come from the heart.
Fuck.
And brackets, sorry, not brackets, I mean speech marks. How does she even exist? Wow.
You should be like perplexed at how I even exist.
Right. And how,
like,
you've got me.
Yeah.
And how I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you've managed to bag
yeah,
this.
Yeah. So the fact that you're saying this about other girls.
From what Brian told me, I don't think this was the first time they had messaged about her.
Ew.
I totally appreciate that other people are attractive, but it just wasn't nice to see, you know, as a girlfriend, that he had messaged his friend about this.
So
other
is
girl.
This girl like a girl that they know?
Do you
like
know
a
this
girl about town?
I don't know.
Like, or is she like a famous
now I'm
person?
Overthinking the situation and feeling like I'm not good enough. I don't know what to think about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting? Rating or not, at the end of the day, it wasn't nice to see messages that he initiated about another girl. Just want your opinions would be greatly appreciated.
It's not the energy you want at all.
No,
like,
especially been 5 years.
Yeah, like, it's like you want to feel appreciated, loved and adored, especially after 5 years. Like, I need to know that you find me beautiful and the
I mean
most
it didn't help that he gave you a 9 then said she was a genuine 10 out of 10.
Like, how is she even real? Like, you should be saying that shit to me about me. Like, also, why are you talking to your friend about another girl?
About girls.
Like, I'm assuming that this is a girl that is in the same city. Like,
yeah.
She's like a girl, who's like maybe attainable, like,
yeah,
who we could run into.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because it's like, if I get a boyfriend, like, you know, I think they're, you know, the most handsome thing in the world.
No one
like
wants
no one
to think that their
no.
boyfriends or girlfriends think that
no.
other people are 10 out of 10
no.
when they're yeah
not at all no. So
what
like,
do you do about that?
Oh my God, I think you got you got to say something.
Yeah, I think
like,
it depends.
I saw your message and I don't... But
just say, but maybe like, just say like, it's thrown me off a bit. Like, how would you feel if like I was saying this about, oh, this guy,
about
like, oh,
just
yeah,
a guy
he's
from work.
He is
about
unbelievable.
A guy from
can't believe he's real.
Yeah, God.
Like, it's just
and the day before
the
I rated you an 8.
Right.
Like, you're going to feel... 6.5. Yeah, like, you're going to feel a bit shit.
Yeah. I think start there and like you, I don't know like what, how your relationship is and like whether what his personality is and blah, 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 blah. Like some things look like even worse when they're written down. But yeah, this is not, you don't want to see your boyfriend messaging his friend saying she's out of this world 10 out
no,
of
but
10.
It's like then you've, that shows me that you've gone out of the way to stalk her.
It's not the right vibe.
You've screenshot pictures of her where you think, oh my God. And then you've got, oh God, I've got to show Brian this.
Got to talk about this.
You got to.
Can't keep this to myself.
Can't keep this to myself. God, I need to show him. Mm. And then you send it. And then you proceed to say, oh my God.
A genuine 10 out of 10.
I mean this. Now listen, when I say I mean it. She's a genuine, like, is she even real?
Oh, how is she real?
Like, he should be sending pictures of his girlfriend into the group chat going, oh, is it my girl? Just beautiful.
My lovely lady.
Look at my lovely lady on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the energy and the appreciation.
It's not the energy.
That you deserve either. No. Like, I don't want you, your boyfriend shouldn't be making you feel less than, or you know, like,
or like
your
you've
boyfriend
got competition.
Yeah, like your boyfriend shouldn't,
or like your boyfriend, like, I can do better.
Yeah,
like that's not the energy that you want.
He should not be making you doubt your beauty. Like, you should know how beautiful you are to him. So like, it's actually a big deal. Yeah. Like, because you need to be uplifted and adored and, you know, everything by your boyfriend, and he's going out of his way to make you not feel that
by giving you a nine. What an idiot.
Like, really just show men are from a different
men
fucking
are from
planet.
Mars, yeah, because you would just never.
No,
could you imagine?
Oh, if I had a boyfriend who was like, oh, what would you rate me? 10.
Oh, so you're about
you,
7.
You don't
what?
Sit and think. You go, oh, you're over 10.
It's an automatic
it
10
is. So what the frigatone?
Don't even think about it.
What the frick? Pardonzo bean?
Pardonzo bean?
Pardonzo bean?
Pardonzo
bean? Did I hear that correct?
Pardonzo
bean?
I think you just say, like, what can you do? You just got to say to him, like, look, no, like I'm just feeling a bit shit about this whole thing.
Like, I'm not, like, I don't want a boyfriend who's making me feel like this, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Like, has...
Depends this, how far you want to
yeah,
take this.
Has this kind of thing happened before in your relationship, or has he always made you feel beautiful and amazing? Because if this is a first offense, then okay.
It needs a conversation, but like...
But you need to talk about it because, you know, your boyfriend should not be making you feel this way, and it's not okay. Because,
yeah.
No.
God, what
and it's
silly
like
boy.
Likewise, like, you know, we should be uplifting our boyfriends and making them feel beautiful and amazing.
Yeah.
And it's with all aspects of life, you know?
So for anyone out there, if anyone's asked, just give them a 10.
Yes.
Don't think
Did
about
friends
it.
Not teach you this years
right.
ago?
Did when, you not learn
when
this?
When Rachel asked Ross something and he was like,
Chandler, it was,
Monica asked
Chandler walked in and it was like, if she asks you, do I look fat in this? It's no.
No. Straight away, now you look amazing, beautiful. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
You don't stand there and analyze
and think
about it. No, you don't look.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Chandler walked in
and
Ross and Rachel were on the couch.
Yes.
And he said that he'd fallen out with Janice. Because
and I thought about it. I looked at her and I thought
about
it.
And they were like, whoa, don't look.
Yes.
Never look.
Yes.
Yeah. Just give him a fucking 10 and don't look.
They taught us that in the 90s.
Yeah, where have you guys been?
Where have you guys been? Baby. Okay. Uh-oh.
We have a Brian in
We've
the inbox.
We got a Brian. Help. This is very beautifully written.
I read this last night.
He said, help. My girlfriend is worried about a girl at work. So we're seeing it from the other
from the
perspective.
Boy's perspective.
Here. Okay, slay. Hey, girlies.
Ooh, hey.
Okay. Male here. I'm a long-time listener thanks to my girlfriend.
Woo-hoo!
I got hooked on the tea and now I'm here for good. Love the pod.
Yeah.
Slay. So my girlfriend and I have been together for nearly 6 years.
Wow, long time.
And our relationship
can't
is nothing.
There's guys listening to this.
I know. I get nervous with those boys. Right. And our relationship is nothing short of perfect, despite being long distance.
Okay.
We are both very in love and it's good times only. There's never any drama and we rarely ever argue. Only thing, I mean, that's good if you're long distance. Like, you've definitely obviously got something good if you're not arguing and you're long distance and, you know.
Because he knows to rate his girlfriend a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, right. He knows exactly. The only thing wrong is that we're long distance, but we're moving in together in a few months.
Oh, lovely.
And I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with this girl.
Lovely.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so, yeah, because long distances, don't they say, like, you need to be able to see the end there of has, the long
they,
distance.
They say, yeah, that there has to be an end goal.
Yeah.
Whether that's can't in this, like, 4 years' time.
Doomed, dreaded, just long distance forever. Yeah, vibes.
There has to be an end goal of, like, well, yes. Eventually we're not going to be long distance because I'm going to move to you, or you're going to move to me, or we're going to meet in the middle and we're going to go here. Yeah. There has to be a destination.
Right. However, as per the title, there's a girl at work who just keeps coming up. I started a new job about a year ago at the same time as a few others around my age. But on day one, I had my induction with just one of them. Let's call her Sarah. Okay, Sarah and I were placed in the same team, you know, so sit next to each other in the office. Mm-hmm. It turned out that Sarah and I had a decent amount in common. And we...
Oh, your girlfriend's not going to like that.
No. Oh, me and Sarah, we've got a lot in common. Shut up. Shut up. And we get along with each other better than either of us do with most of the others who we started with. Okay, so you two just get along.
Okay.
Note, before you start saying she's my work wife, that is not the case at all. Okay, so you're just good colleagues.
Okay,
Good friendly colleagues. Mm-hmm. Like, and the thing is, you need
He knows as well.
You need nice colleagues.
Yeah, you do. They make the work day quicker.
They do. Like,
they totally change the job in a lot of scenarios.
Like when you look forward to seeing someone at
work. Yeah, it makes the world of a difference.
And when you're not working with your mates at work, it's shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Our friendship is absolutely nothing more than a friendship. And I've always been careful about how I speak and act with her so as to not cross any boundaries. A respectful king.
Yeah, respectful king.
Yeah, okay.
King's only here on
the
girl's
absolutely.
Bathroom. On, in.
Okay, naturally, I just talk about my girlfriend a lot. And from the start, I made an effort to introduce Sarah to my girlfriend.
Lovely. See, he knows what to do. You can
this
tell
guy,
he's been listening.
He's been learning a lot. And from the start, I made an effort to introduce Sarah to my girlfriend. And after several occasions of all going to the pub together, they now get on better than I do with Sarah, which is great.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so you intro them. They're mates.
Perfect.
What is wrong here? Well, the problems start.
Oh no.
When Sarah and I do things when my girlfriend living in a different city isn't there. Okay, so she's a bit jealous when you two are hanging out.
So maybe you're at the pub after work, the two of you, and she's like,
Yes.
Okay.
Sarah messages me occasionally, always about completely innocent things like asking about timings for plans, etc. However, there has been multiple times where Sarah has texted me after a night out with the others from work when we've been drunk.
Okay, so you've gone on work nights out and Sarah's been messaging you late at night when you've got home.
Right.
And your girlfriend's thinking, why is she messaging you at 3 a.m?
Yes.
Because like, there's only one kind of conversation that we're going to be having.
It should
at that
be about
time.
Work. It should be like, see you in the office in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. As men are from Mars.
Absolutely. And Brian Sarah, knows.
And Sarah and I are nothing more than friends in my head. I thought nothing of it and would reply as normal.
Right.
Yeah. To a girl.
He's very self-aware.
Yeah, he is. Because to a girl, the after hours message, it's like,
it's like, what's going on? It's just a bit unnecessary.
Yeah, and then it makes you overthink. Why are they texting? You know, it's like, it's late.
We're drunk. It's 3 a.m. Yeah. Like, it's the end of the night. Why are you now messaging me?
Yeah, like, you're gonna see him
you.
Like, you're going to see her on Monday in the office. Like, have you not got...
Sorry, my water bottle. But like, what kind of conversation do you want to have at this hour?
Yeah, and it's like, have you not had enough of each other? Like,
right.
What, like... The like fact that you enough. Still want to text, it's like, God, you love each other, don't you?
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, God, better not get, you know, in the way of you two.
Yeah. What are we, a throuple?
Yeah, what are we? So I'm sure you're thinking, oh, this is written so well. Mm. I'm sure you're thinking, why is she messaging you drunk at night?
Oh, he knows us.
But what have you done to let her think that's okay?
Fucking hell.
He
knows us so well.
I know. But on the face of it, the messages were never anything deeper than debriefing the tea from the night out. My girlfriend happened to see our that makes sense, because like it's all your colleagues, you're gossiping about Brian and Helen, about, oh my god, you see when Helen, like, they're just colleagues. But on the face of it, the messages were never anything deeper than la la la. My girlfriend happened to see our messages when I was on my phone one day, and of course was really upset by it. We had a long chat about boundaries, and now I understand how this isn't okay.
Slaking.
Amazing. I stopped replying at inappropriate times.
God, yeah, Brian.
Right, what is the issue here? Yeah. I stopped replying at inappropriate times and really don't reply as much. And it quite quickly meant that Sarah hardly ever texts me unless there's a genuine reason. But we're still good friends at work and still go to the pub, etc., with others.
Okay.
So they're never hanging out, just the two of them.
So we're on good terms.
Yeah, brilliant.
What's the problem?
Oh, we've got pictures.
Stop it. Yeah, we've got a picture.
We'll look at it in
that.
A bit. We'll look at it in a second. Sarah and I will soon... We're on the last para. Sarah and I will soon be moving on to the same project, where we will therefore be spending more time together and occasionally traveling together for work. Okay. Naturally, this is making my girlfriend worry and assume the worst. My girlfriend does not have any male friends that she sees or messages this much, so cannot understand how it can be so platonic.
Yeah, I hear that.
For me. My girlfriend obviously doesn't have an issue with me having friends who are girls, but she was just a bit upset about the frequency of the messaging in work. On text, and when Sarah would send me messages on Instagram too, as she doesn't have a guy friend to speak to as much. Okay, so...
It's left work. That's why your girlfriend's uncomfortable.
It's in the DMs. Yeah. It's after hours.
Yeah.
After hours. It is. So it's like 6 p.m.
Yeah. Logging off. You lot.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
At work.
I'll see you at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
sharp.
I'll see you on that Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess in the office. But it's like, what, we're sending memes and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Oh, I thought you'd love this.
Yeah. Saw this and thought of you.
Yeah. Saw this and thought of you. That would trigger.
And to be honest, it's probably just very heightened because you are long distance.
Yes.
Like, I think if you guys, let's say you, like when you live together in a couple months time, you're going to be leaving work, you're going to be coming home, your girlfriend's going to be there, she's going to be arriving home, and you're going to be together all night, evening, cooking, talking about your day, blah, 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 watching TV. Like, and I imagine these feelings might start to settle and like subside.
Because it's probably like, imagination misses you right now and you're not together that night.
And a girl's imagine, like all of our imaginations, like they can really go wild.
Yes, they can.
And because she is in a different city, I could see how she could be thinking... Yes.
But she's met spiraling. Sarah. But I understand your girlfriend.
I honestly think it's the long distance that's amplifying
it
everything.
It is. It doesn't help. So my girlfriend obviously doesn't have an issue with me having friends who are girls, but she was a bit upset about the frequency of the messaging on text. And when Sarah would send me messages on Instagram too, as she doesn't have a guy friend, she'd be, oh, he's just wrote that twice. Me reassuring her helps in the moment, but ultimately we're no closer to solving the issue to prevent it from coming back. So this is an issue
it's a recurring.
What can we do to get past this and stop my girlfriend's brain telling her I'm going to run off with Sarah when really it's my girlfriend I want to spend the rest of my life with, from a helpless Brian? Right, we've got to
see a picture of Brian.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He's so in love with her. And he's taken... Who's taken that selfie?
Well, if she hears this, if she listens to the pod...
I know.
Then she's just heard like, that you're the love of...
thoughts and feelings, and he's just got himself in a situation where you know, like, he didn't seek out Sarah, like, no. Sarah, you know, they started on the same day, they were paired together,
you've been introduced
to get the work, you know, done. Look, you they've like got her. Some stuff in common, look, that's normal, like, you know, that's normal, and you've met. The thing is like, it would be way worse if they've never met, because then you think, oh my God, why is he hiding her from me? Then there's all that, like, oh, he doesn't want us
to meet. Well, that just adds to the imagination.
Yeah, he
as
doesn't
well.
Want us to meet. But like, you've been, you know, I feel like you've done as much as you can.
Me too, Brian. Me too.
You know, to really try and bridge that gap.
Yeah.
And like, when she, like, and you've done amazing. Like, even when she's brought up, like, the after hours messaging,
you've set your boundaries.
You've said, absolutely no more after hours messaging, you know, and like you've and then in turn Sarah has stopped messaging as much because she's obviously got the message, so you really have tried. I mean it's always a worry of like any girlfriend, like, oh, he's gonna cheat on me with someone at work, like, I mean, it's not always a worry, but it's like one of them things you hear stories, right?
You hear stories,
yeah. So she's probably like, oh, you know, she's a great gal, I've met her, you know, she's
they
not
go
fucking,
out and get drunk,
yeah, she's not ugly, you know, and they get along, I can see it, I've seen it with my own eyes, and she's obviously just overthinking to the max. Look, my straw's shrinking overthinking to the max, and it's just like thinking of the worst on these nights out.
Yeah, and I do genuinely think, like I said before, when you guys move in together,
I do,
this will all calm down. I do think like the distance is heightening everything, because she's not like, she's not there in it. She feels like she's a bit apart from your life. She feels like, maybe I'm going to get forgotten about in this other city. Like, I'm not there. But like, when you guys are living together, A, I think it's going to bring you so much closer. You're going to feel like more of a unit. Mm-hmm. She is probably going to feel much more confident in the relationship.
Yeah.
Because being like, we live together. Like, it's us two. And I think, like, you're just going to be able to see each other much more. You're going to be coming home from work after being with Sarah to your girlfriend, talking about your day, like after these nights, like, you, and also like when you do now go to the pub after work for drinks, she can come.
Yeah.
Like, and be like, oh, we might be out for a couple hours. Like, come on, like, come into the city, like, come and meet us. Like, I honestly think this will all be solved once you move in. And that's only a couple months away.
All you can do is just keep reassuring her. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah.
La, la, la. Yeah. And she'll get more comfortable with the idea of Sarah being around. Because there's nothing you can... It's not like he's the boss and he can fucking fire her. Or even that wouldn't be allowed. Because, you know, you can't just fire people.
No grounds.
And on... Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're doing a good job.
I do. I think keep reassuring her. Do some nice gestures to show her how much... You know, because if she's... you know, questioning whether you want to spend the rest of your life with her, you know, make some gestures, let her know,
communicate,
you know, what's her love language, really make sure you're getting through to her, like, maybe, you know, hers is gifts and you've not been buying her as many, I don't know, or maybe it's physical touch and you've not been cuddling as much, I don't know, or holding her hand, so, you know,
Just be mindful
of that. Really try and show her in every way that you love her, and
things
chill. Yeah, and then you're moving in together. It's gonna be slow.
Yeah. Thanks for emailing
in, Brian. We love.
Keep us posted. Right, we're changing gears. But this is an emergency. I moaned my ex's name in bed twice. Fucking
just,
hell, what?
Just,
what?
Like, let's just
keep your mouth shut.
Let's just close our fucking mouths. Like.
I broke up with my ex-boyfriend of 3 years just a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So that name's still quite fresh on the tongue.
This isn't your new boyfriend that you've done this with. This is just some guy.
This is a new guy.
Okay.
of 3 years, as I just didn't see a future with him anymore. Mm-hmm. No one cheated. There was nothing, you know, salty. Mm-hmm. We just grew apart. I still have so much love for him and his family, but I can say that I am not in love with him anymore. And that's okay.
Love that.
I met Brian at work 2 years ago.
Ooh.
And we get on like a house on fire. Ooh. Everyone thought we were together, even though we were both in long-term relationships.
Oh.
He left that job, but we always stayed great friends, and it was always that way until now.
So you two always had that kind of thing for each other, but you're in relationships.
Sarah from the previous dilemma, this isn't going to help her. She needs to stop listening now. This is where the ideas come from.
Shit.
These
Sarah.
Romances.
Yeah.
Sarah, Brian is not like this, okay? This is separate.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, this is not gonna help.
He left that job, is but it? We always do.
Because it's like, oh, so what, Sarah's the fantasy then? So if we ever break up, you're just gonna jump straight to Sarah, brilliant. Oh God.
No, don't say that.
Do you find her attractive then? Like,
do you think she's a genuine 10
like,
out
you think
10?
She's pretty? Oh God.
Okay. So he left that job, we stayed friends. We have both come out of these relationships at a similar time, and we started going to the gym together. At first it was just a workout, then we started going for a drive after, then for food, then just for food.
Fancy a protein
bit of bowling, then to family gatherings.
What?
And everything in between on a daily basis.
Okay, so you two are like meant to be, guys.
I slept with him a week after breaking up with my ex.
Okay.
I felt good about it. It was really good. And we haven't spent a day apart.
You two are meant to
She's
be.
Put, the sex is something I've never known in my life.
Wow.
But I don't know how, but my ex's name just came out.
Goodness, yeah, we need to control the neurons between the brain and the mouth.
That's serotonin.
Right.
I've never felt so horrendous in my life. He just carried on.
Oh my God. Well, the thing
we
is,
we laughed
like,
it off, and I apologized so much. But then I proceeded to do it again. I've really shot myself in the foot. He says he doesn't care and laughs it off, but surely, like, you would feel some type of way about that. I don't really know how to address it. What do I do? We are still having sex on the regular.
Okay.
Have I fucked it and he just sees me as a quick fix? I think I could be falling in love with this guy. And I think he's falling in love with me. I don't know what to do. Why do I keep calling him my ex?
Right.
Is it a habit of 3 years? Because I genuinely have feelings for this new guy.
Yeah.
I am also meant to be going to Boardmasters.
Oh, isn't that a festival? Festival.
With him in place of his ex-girlfriend. Oh my God, so he had two tickets for him and his ex, and you're taking the ticket. Oh,
Boardmasters, is that down at the beach?
Board.
It's a festival down at the beach.
And his friends this weekend.
Oh.
But he refuses to tell them about me and turns his location off when he's with me.
Oh.
So they think we are simply just friends.
That's weird.
The end.
Just leaving us there.
Oh, sorry.
That's weird.
It's a bit of a cliffhanger.
Right, the thing with the net, that is a cliffhanger, because I thought you guys were falling in love,
so did
you
I.
know, beautifully, and I thought he wanted to intro you to his friends.
You just slipped the little red flags in the end
That's so dramatic, turning off the location as well. That's like premeditated.
Refuses to tell his friends about me.
Because it's like, if you're falling in love, right, you want to tell the world.
We should be sharing this.
It's like, oh, I've met this girl. You know, I can't help
amazing.
How I feel. I think I'm falling, guys. Like you, like,
I won't lie.
Like, why
I'm
is
falling.
He like location off,
secret?
She's like, just you're not a friend.
Yeah, you're not cheating on anyone.
Yeah,
like, you're a single
you're
guy.
Single,
are you not?
So where are the other girls? Okay, so the name thing.
Right, the
Listen,
name thing.
Your brain has not had chance. To catch up with the new name.
Yeah.
Because
it
was only a week.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's not the same, but it's like when my mum calls me Mariana, Lydia, Romano, she calls me my
All
father's name. And it's like, look, her brain just hasn't got a chance to figure out who is in front of her to then call me the correct name. Like, and it's the same thing.
This is the exact same thing.
Your brain is not, you know, it's Adam.
But you just
but
saying,
your brain but your brain
it's just but, a, maybe it's just like a habit thing.
Yeah, it is. It's like a habit you need to unlearn.
Yeah,
it's like anything
you need to
It's muscle memory.
Absolutely.
It's muscle memory. Mm. It's like in those clips of Harry Styles when he's singing his songs.
Yes.
Right? You're seeing them.
Exact side same by shoulder bop.
Yeah.
Muscle
memory.
Muscle memory.
When you're, you know, in that erotic state, and for the past, what, how long was she? Three years, I think she said. For the past 3 years, you've been used to saying, Adam. No, what?
Adam.
Adam. Is Adam her ex?
Yeah.
You know, you'd be used to going, Adam, oh my God.
Yeah.
Right? That was not literal or anything. And you it's just habit. It's muscle memory.
Muscle memory.
Like your tongue, when you're in that erotic state, like I said, it's used to saying Adam. Not
so just
Brian.
Don't say anything.
And actually,
or just say Brian.
Brian and Adam, they sound Adam, it's the same syllables.
We don't know if her ex.
I know, but I'm assuming that they might have the same amount of syllables. You know? Like, let's say if it's Ben and
just
Ben
go
and,
like John Tucker Must Die style, and just go for babe.
Yeah.
Like go for the like he had three girlfriends, never referred to any of them by their name because of this trap.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
absolutely.
It was pet names.
Yeah.
Babe, Gorge, you know, just do the pet name.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the next 3 or 6 months, let's do it.
Just
you need
use
some time.
Babe.
Use a generic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pet name.
But yeah, maybe you want to pick that up. Maybe something like...
Have a Google. Should I Google some pet names that you can...
honey bun.
Have a go at.
Darling.
Pet names.
Pet names for spouses.
For spouses.
Here we go. Jot a few down that you like.
Oh, number one, Pookie Head.
Okay, Pookie.
Number two, Sweetums.
Here you go.
Okay, Sweetums.
Okay,
number three, Handsome Man. Number four, Cutie Patootie.
Cutie Patootie.
Number five, Lydia's Choice, Bubba.
Bubba. Okay, it's a popular
number
one.
Number six, Babe.
Yeah.
Darling.
Darling.
Chef. Can't say I've heard that one.
Okay, Chef.
Okay, Chef.
Ew, I don't like that.
Yes, Chef.
Yeah. Yes, Chef.
Ew. Be right there, Chef. Sure thing, Chef.
Okay, Chef.
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea.
Peanut.
Peanut.
Boo Boo. Squish.
Squish.
Wonder Boy.
Oh, okay, my Wonder
Squeeze.
Boy.
Squeeze.
Okay.
Sparky.
Sparky.
Boots. Mr. Man. So if any of those float your boat, pick one
Mr.
of those up.
Mr. Man.
Okay, Sweetums.
Okay.
Pookie
wait,
Head.
Wait, what's that from? Okay, Stove. Is that it? Yeah. Okay, Stove.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, you do.
You do?
Oh, Helen knows the owner. Okay, Brill. Put that fire out.
Mission accomplished.
Simple solve. Yeah, but the whole wait, when you go to Boardmasters at the weekend,
are you
not allowed to kiss
like
him
friends?
Then? You're not allowed to hold his hand. Is he gonna get
honestly once he had a few drinks, I'm sure he'll like.
But will he though? He's taking this quite seriously, Sophia.
Well, then that's a different story.
Like, are you good? Like, you're
you've
literally
been hanging out every single day. You go to family functions together. Like, he needs to
grow up,
relax a little bit. He's overthinking it.
Yeah, but it's like love is love, man.
Pookie.
Pookie girl. Baby. Alrighty, right.
Okay, Sweetums.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, Sweetums. Okay, so I've been sleeping with my old high school teacher. I imagine we're in America because we don't refer to them as high school.
Secondary school.
Secondary school.
Secondary school.
Sixth form. For the second time. And now his brother is messaging me. God, this family just like you then, eh? Girls, buckle up.
Oh my God, I'm buckled.
So I recently rekindled something with someone I used to really like and genuinely wanted a future with. However, he was my teacher in high school.
Wow.
Forbidden love. For context.
That is crazy.
I left
because
school.
Because you know what I do wonder now? That teacher that we all fancied at school, the
Mr.
PE teacher.
McNeil.
How old was he when like we was he like our age now when we were at school?
I think looking back when so let's picture us at 16.
Yeah.
He could have been 27.
I think he could have been like 24.
No fucking way.
Yeah, honestly.
Shit.
25, 26.
So that's less than 10 years.
Yeah.
So then if we left school and now I'm 26, whatever.
Mm,
and he's
like
33,
32.
That's like we can date.
He was so handsome.
He was handsome.
He was so handsome.
He was very handsome.
Went out with the secretary instead.
Yes. Oh my God.
Are they still an item?
God knows. That was years ago. That was pushing 10 years ago now.
Yeah it was 10 years ago.
Fucking hell. Okay, so for context, I left school now 10 years ago. I'm 26.
Just like us.
Just like us. And we matched on Tinder 3 years after I left school. So how old is this guy?
Imagine seeing our PE teacher on Tinder.
And he's liked you.
Wouldn't complain if it was him,
no.
though.
No. But it's hard to go from Mr. McNeil to Tony, you know, to his real name.
What was his name?
I don't know. Because it just rolls off the top. Mr. McNeil, like, that's their name, isn't it?
Yeah. Sir.
Like,
chef.
Sir. Oh, sorry. Sorry if I come back
sorry,
to school.
Sorry, Tony.
Sorry. Tony, sorry. I'll stop calling you Tony. Sorry. Oh, sorry, sir. Oh, Tony. Sorry. Yeah, we'll have to start using some pet names on Mr. McNeil.
Absolutely. Pookie head.
Pookie head. Okay, so we matched on Tinder 3 years after I left school. So that was like the first time they matched.
Okay.
We dated for almost a year.
Very bold of him to like you on Tinder.
If he's still teaching. I'm assuming he's not working in the school.
I'd hope not, yeah. Sure, I don't think that's allowed.
I mean, it's not. Fraternizing with the students.
But after they're students.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Fraternizing. No, it's not.
It's like, just pick someone else. But if you guys were in love, you guys were in love.
Yeah.
We dated for almost a year, went out, stayed away for weekends, cinema, you name it, we did it.
God.
Nothing moved forward as I eventually called him out on how secretive he was being about me.
Okay.
Right, so he was keeping you a secret. You weren't officially girlfriend, boyfriend. You were just kind of dating for a year.
Yeah.
To which he responded, I just feel I can't let go of how we know each other to move forward.
Right, so he...
Yes,
yeah.
So he kind of didn't want to say to his parents, I met her at school. Mm, you know, she
was a student
of
mine.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah, it gives creepy. I can see why he'd be a bit worried about that.
Fast forward 7 years.
Fuck!
Yeah, because she said it was 10. So fast forward 7 years, and I've been 10 years since I left school, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
She's 26.
Right, sorry. Yeah,
so that was the first time they dated 7 years ago.
Got it.
Fast forward 7 years, where I am now, also a teacher.
Oh!
That's cute. We started
same school holidays.
Yes.
Easter weekend.
Oh, we've got 6 weeks off. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go?
Yeah.
We started chatting on Snapchat.
On Snapchat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
You know. And we have spent the last 3 months sleeping together. And me going round to his house. God, so you just rekindled after 7 fucking years.
And just picked.
That's crazy.
Straight away I left off.
And me going around to his house, chilling, having drinks. Mm. I asked him to go out on a date twice, to which he's avoided answering.
Right, okay.
But the thing is, I get it. I got it that, you know, I got it 7 years ago. I understood.
3 years, it's a little bit
Ten years. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It is fine now.
And also, like, I'm a teacher also
now. Like, I'm not seeing that student vibe.
Right.
Like, I've got my own shit. Like, I'm an adult. I was never a child, but like, I'm a grown up. I was starting to get the feeling history was repeating itself again.
Oh.
We had the chat. When I tell you he is 33. Okay, so yeah,
so
you're 26 and he's 33. That's exactly the ages that we pulled out earlier.
It is.
And trying to have this conversation was making him squirm.
Ooh.
I quickly cottoned on to how unable he is to communicate. Red flag shown when we only ever message through Snapchat pictures.
Whoa.
Not even a text on the Snap.
Just pictures.
Just like,
whoa.
And then like
just selfies or?
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, you are 33.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, 33, just pictures. Pictures of what?
Like anything. Like you just go reply. Oh. It's like, let's just message.
Oh, I don't know.
He said he still felt the same. Babe.
What felt the same about he couldn't unsee you
because
as a student?
Of, yeah.
Right. Well, why are you fucking liking me on Tinder then? Like, why are you letting me come around to your house?
Because men just, they're just.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, like he's not thinking about that. He said he feels still felt the same. He couldn't let go of what I used to of that I used to be a pupil, and his morals wouldn't allow him to make it an official
thing. I'm sorry, we've been sleeping together
morals
for 3 months.
No, You slept with me for a whole year. Yeah. 7 years later, you slept with me again. What should be morals?
Morals. No. No.
Bullshit excuse. Wouldn't allow him to make it an official thing. And he just wanted a summer fling. Fuck off then.
Oh,
fuck off, because history is repeating
itself. 6 weeks holidays.
I can't help but... Yeah, because it's summer. Mm. I can't help but feel so used in this situation. However, his brother has now begun to message me. Absolutely. Let's get
my
it.
My God, the twists and turns.
Yeah, the twists and turns. His brother is... they look
alike.
You
have the same surname.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna be Mrs. McNeil either way.
Mrs. Higglesbottom. Mrs. Christmas. Mr. and Mrs. Christmas. They look alike and they are close in age. His brother also knows about me, and let's call him Brian. He genuinely has great chat and is completely different to his brother. But am I crossing the line? Help. Listen, Belly in the Summer I Turned Pretty didn't feel like she was crossing no line. She kissed one brother, kissed the other, gone back to the other brother.
She didn't give a fuck.
Live your Belly Summer vibes.
Is that what her name is? Belly. Belly.
No, but she's got a full name. That's her nickname. I can't remember what her full name is. Belly. Belinda.
Belinda.
Belinda. Annabelle, maybe? Belly. I don't know. Okay, so right. We're sacking off the teacher. Bad news. He's clearly...
When I kiss the teacher.
Yes, he's not grown up.
When I kiss the teacher.
Like, he's had 7 years to realize. Do you know what? That kill was really...
Wild.
Yeah.
He's fucking about.
Yeah, sack him off. Have some fun with the bro.
Yeah, I mean it's a bit messy.
Listen, if
depends what era you're in.
Yeah,
like if you're in your like peaceful, you know, no drama era, yeah, then I wouldn't recommend it. If you're in your like hot girl, doing it for the plot, yeah, like, then do it.
100%. Thing is, like, block the teacher. He's twatted you about.
Yeah, he is using you.
He is using you for one thing, and you know we don't want that.
No.
So he clearly does not want to commit to you. La la la.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Keep you a secret.
Look, if the brother's interested and wants to take you on a proper date,
absolutely.
You know, because the teacher was incapable of taking you out, showing you off to the public.
Yeah. Let his brother show.
If the brother wants to wine and dine you, absolutely, you'll take those dinners.
Mrs. Christmas, here we go.
Yeah, 100%. Baby.
Okay, so we've got a guy here for our last dilemma who's done a bit of a 180. Her subject line is, he left his PlayStation at my house.
And
you'd think he'd want to come back for that.
Those are expensive pieces of kit, are they not?
And ghosted me after telling me he wanted a serious relationship. So, met this guy through an app last May, and we immediately hit it off. Mm-hmm. Started seeing each other at least a couple of times a week for dates, nights out, sleepovers, brunch. Ooh. Since the beginning, I was always very honest and told him that I had never been in a serious relationship before. I'm 23, and I wanted to keep things simple.
Okay.
He primarily agreed, but as time went on, he would constantly bring up the fact that what we were doing was dating to him.
Boyfriend, girlfriend vibes.
He always pushed his limits by inviting me over to meet his family, wanting to take pictures together.
Pictures? That's big, actually.
Or by buying me flowers and gifts. She's put, not that I'm complaining, but it's just not what we'd agreed. And I explained that I had mixed feelings about, you know.
Yes.
This whole
thing.
So
he was trying to give you like the girlfriend
package.
Package, treatment. And you were like, look, we've spoken about this.
Yeah, like I'm not really here for that.
But it's so it clearly shows that he was the one, what's the word I'm looking for?
Initiating?
Yeah, driving the truck and trying to show you, look, I think we should be girlfriend-boyfriend vibes.
This went on for a whole year.
Oh my fuck.
Him asking for something more and me turning him down.
God.
I realize now that he was a sweetheart, but it just wasn't what I wanted at that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of myself for knowing that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really seem too upset about it when I would like turn him down.
Yeah.
He would even mention that it was the most down-to-earth relationship he'd ever had, because we would be completely open with each other about what we did or did not want.
Yeah.
I obviously started falling for him and bit my tongue when I realized I finally wanted something more serious.
Shit.
I didn't miss seeing anyone else as long as I had him. I missed him when I was with anyone else, but I'm not a person that jumps the gun and makes rapid decisions. So I let my thoughts simmer in my head for a while and tested the waters.
Yeah,
I started introducing him to my friend group, stopped seeing other guys, and in June, I invited him to be my plus one to a wedding that my parents would be at.
Okay.
Emphasis on the note that it was going to be the very first guy I ever like introduced to my parents.
So this is a big deal. Step.
He was ecstatic to be there and the night was amazing. Everyone was coming up to us and saying how fun we are, how cute we looked, and I just melted. I felt very lucky and very happy.
Oh.
2 weeks after the wedding, I went over to his house, and while we were talking, he asked me if I still wanted to keep things the way that they were because he felt like our relationship dynamic has changed.
In like a progressive way.
A more serious way.
Oh my God, okay, yeah.
I took the bait and opened my heart out to him, was completely honest, told him I thought I was ready to take the next step, and asked if he still felt the same.
Oh my.
To my surprise, he backed away.
Shit.
And said now he wasn't sure what he wanted.
This is, you know, I finally got to the point where I've opened up and I thought, you know what, you know, I love you vibes.
You've shown me what we can
you've
be.
You've shown me, you've been patient with me.
You've respected my boundaries.
Yeah, like, and he's like, do you know what, I'm not sure. Fuck me, I'd bug him.
Life would be over. Are you joking?
Yeah, I'd be like, that's really not ideal.
So she's saying, in his words, he was saying, you know, oh, what if it doesn't work out? What if our career paths got in the way? Like, basically just trying to.
So to be fair, he probably got quite comfortable with the idea that like he had you and, you know, he was kind of pursuing you, but you were kind of like keeping him at arm's length. And that was for a year. And he probably, you know, that was his normal. And then also just freaked out.
He's got very used to like low-key being rejected by you.
Yes.
Like him being the one like, you know, initiating everything and you being like, well, cool down. So he's probably thinking, well, what's changed? Like, what if like this is just like a flash in the pan thing that you want this relationship now?
Are you gonna change
but then
your
what
mind?
If you're going to go back to how you've been for the whole time I've known you? Okay.
So yeah, he understandably would have like
a bit of panic,
but also like it should be the moment where it's like finally,
yeah, rejoicing.
You know, are we gonna do this? Like, I've been waiting.
Right, like, I've been waiting. Yeah, like, I've been working and waiting.
So it's a shame that it wasn't that.
But we agreed to give each other a couple of days and reconnect after that.
You guys are great like,
capitals. I haven't seen him since. Not only do I feel sad by having been vulnerable and pouring my feelings out for the first time ever and getting rejected, but I feel frustrated. I never thought he was capable of doing something like this, especially because we spent this whole last year together and he was the one always wanting something more. I thought he would have jumped with joy, not backed away and made excuses.
Yeah,
I even texted him one day a couple of weeks ago and told him I was, and told him I was back in town if he wanted to talk. He said, yeah, but like, he didn't ask to meet up.
He's freaked out.
I don't know what I did wrong and why he is doing this. So my dilemma is, do I reach out to him again? He's left his PlayStation at mine, puzzles, t-shirts.
Puzzles?
So that makes me even more confused. Yeah. Like, I've got a lot of your stuff. Like, I assume you're coming back. Like,
yeah.
And if he does reach out first, should I still consider this person to be my partner? I was really bummed for a while, but now I'm just mad at him. Might just go ahead and leave his PlayStation on the doorstep if you girls tell me to. Thanks so much. Please give me some insight on what to do.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Confusing.
Really confusing.
It's a lot to wrap your head around that.
Because it's either... What is this? So it's either... Right, it's either... He's freaked out because he never liked you that much to begin with. And he thought that you would always just like reject him. And like, he was like, and now you're actually liking him. He's like, oh fuck, I didn't mean it. Like that could be an option.
Or along those similar lines, it could be that like you guys have been together like, you've been together for a year. Like,
unofficial, but together.
Yeah, like, we don't know what's going on in his, you know, inner dialogue, his inner monologue. Yeah. Like, he could have been thinking for the last couple of months, like, oh, like, I'm not. He could have been, like, getting over it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. In the beginning, he had that whole obsessive phase, like, can't wait, love this guy. I've got to chase you. I've got to chase you. I've got to make you want me. Like, I'm going to work together, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, it's got very comfortable. You've had a year together. Like, it's verging into, like, low-key, long-term territory. Like, a year of consistently just you two. Like, that's a lot. And a lot of people, like, a relationship can begin and end within a year, like less than. And maybe it's got to the point, yeah, where he's now like, I'm having doubts now. Like, am I ready to be a single guy again? And that's when you finally let your walls down and you've said, I'm ready for more. And he's thought, oh,
he's freaking
shit.
Out.
Now I'm back to the start of the year when I kind of thought it was, I don't know.
And it's such a shame because earlier on in your email, you said you were communicating great, like all of this. It's such a shame that he's gone and ghosted you for 2 weeks.
That's what I mean.
Like, that's like, who even are you?
Because like a
do
guy
you not
that,
even respect me at all, like, and my feelings?
Any guy that likes you, wants you, is not going to ghost you for weeks.
No.
That is not going to happen.
Especially after leaving it. On rocky, that term that you left it on.
Uncertain.
On like you going, I like you. And he's like, oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's ghosted you for 2 weeks.
It's like, panic.
That for anyone, I'd be like, well, you can fuck off then.
Because he, maybe
you don't
he's...
even want to have a conversation, Sophia.
Right.
Like, come and talk to me.
Explain.
Call me. Don't even have to see
closure
me in person.
At
like,
least.
Just, I need to know what you're genuinely thinking and feeling, because like, I've got real feelings here now. And like, now I'm in the firing line.
But maybe
line.
He feels like very guilty because he knows like, shit. Yeah, like you find, he knows what the situation is. God, this girl's finally got feelings and wants what I wanted. And now I don't want that anymore.
Well, he needs to, you know, face
if
the music.
If that is even what's going on.
And just be honest. Because ghosting like that is so cruel. Like,
so cruel.
When you're like, you know, not sure what's going on. Like, that's the cruelest way to ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd fucking blow his phone. I go, you
Hello?
Need to talk to me. Like, I've got your shit here. Like, what's going on? Like, I really liked you. I'm not sure what's going on now because I'm really angry. Like, you need to come and speak to me. Like, what do you want? And you know, if he comes and he's like, oh, I've realized I do want you. It's like, okay, well, now I need to realize if I actually want this.
Now you're going to be questioning
because
it.
Because the way you've moved the past couple of weeks is really scary and alarming.
Scary.
Like, how do
flight
I know?
Risk. You're a flight risk.
Yeah, how do I know, you know, after another argument, you're just what, you're just going to ghost me for 2 weeks because you don't want to talk
concerning.
About it.
Yeah.
It's like really concerning because we need to communicate here. Like, I'm not just going to run off for 3 weeks at a time and not talk to you.
Especially after we're on like uneven ground.
Yeah, it's weird. So, but yeah, I mean
it's not a good sign at all.
No. I think you need to say, we need to talk and we need to decide whether we're together or we're not, and we need to end this here because it's not fair.
Yeah,
like, you're either
and
coming
don't
to get your
try
shit.
And like, this isn't the time to spare my feelings.
No,
this is the time to
be
like brutally honest, because if you can't say it now, then like, it's never going to be said.
Because like, I've been thinking for 2 weeks now. You know what that does to a person?
Right.
You just sat thinking. It's
day in,
day out, not knowing,
minute by minute,
fantasizing, different
scenarios,
like, it's torture.
Asking everyone you know, what do you think this means?
It's like, I just want to know what's going on. So like, come over, you're either going to take your shit or we're going to sort this out. And like, we need to, because this can't go on.
How interesting.
Like, where's he gone?
It's almost like the chase ended and he was like, oh, I'm out now.
So it's like, okay, fuck off then, come
like,
get your
he
shit.
He just sort of thought, oh, mission accomplished, like, I'm over it now.
Like, at least let me text, be like, look, Helen, it's done.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I can at least
give me an answer.
Get rid of your puzzles.
Yeah. Chuck your PlayStation out the window, for God's sake.
Or like, you've got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're not here in 10 minutes, it's done. It's smashed.
It's not yours anymore.
Well, I've sold it.
It's on Depop.
Get 500 quid for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You put know? It on eBay.
At least, you know, make some money.
How strange.
Really fucking bizarre and really scary. Like, that's why men scare me, because that is scary.
That is scary. But
like,
they do say
scary.
That is how, like, men and women, like, we're very different in relationships. Like, at the start, we've said it before, men are like all in, obsessive.
But
it's
for
someone
a year,
new.
Sophia.
I love you. This is going to be, I know, for a year. That's
like,
really
that's crazy.
Scary. And the girls are more like, oh, I'm not not sure. Like, I'm not sure if I'm like, whoa, hang on. Like, I'm not, do I want this? Do I not?
Right.
And then when they then finally flips. Like worn us down and we're like, okay, I think I can trust this guy. Mm. I'm going to let my walls down. I actually really quite like him. Like, let's see what they could do. That's when he's like, oh, I'm bored now. I'm off.
Yeah. I think boys do a lot of stuff that they don't mean a lot of the time.
Yeah. They chat say a lot of
shit. Say a lot of shit that they don't mean a lot of the time. Mm. So like, he could just be faking it for our year.
Or it just got to that like ultimatum that like
let's commit to this now 100%.
Yeah. And he's just panicked and thought, whoa, wait, do I even want to, it like yeah. it almost like,
do you think he had
it.
Like a couple girls on the side?
I think it almost like forced it to stop and like evaluate, because you were like, okay, like I think I'm ready, like I want to do this, like what do you think? And it's made him like pause, reflect, think. It's a stopping point, isn't it? And he's then thought, we've already been together for a year, and he's thought, okay, well, do I want a girlfriend now for the next couple of years? Yeah. Like, do I want that? Do I not? Like, and maybe he's just got all freaked out in his head
out.
And thought, oh, wait, I want, maybe I want to be, maybe his best mate's just broken up with his girlfriend and maybe his best mate's single. Yeah. Like, there's all different factors that can come into people's decisions.
Right. And technically he has been single for a year.
Yeah.
But then it's like, look, if you don't want me, then please leave, because I don't want you. I don't want you, right? So it's like, I don't want someone who's unsure. I don't want someone who's going to run away.
Who's got to debate whether like, he wants me to be his girlfriend or not.
You should even know. Like, you should know, and you should be obsessed with me.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a sign of like, okay, well, I think you should.
I think
this is over now.
I think if you need to get a hold of him, you need to have some communication.
Yeah. You need
just
to
even
have
just a, for closure purposes. Yeah,
you need to, you can't go on like this.
You need answers.
Yeah, because that's not fair. It's just not fair. It's not fair. Like, you know, I don't know how he's even going about his day-to-day life knowing that he's left you in the lurch.
Yeah,
like, obviously also, he shows like, he's got no sort of respect for you, love
feelings.
For you, your feelings. Like, it shows a lot about how you feel about me, isn't it? Baby.
What a roller coaster we've had this week,
horrendous.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wouldn't wish that on anyone. Should we find a quote?
Yeah, let's find a quote. And also, don't forget, guys, if you enjoy the episodes, we are now doing extra episodes every single Monday. So we're giving 2 episodes a week.
We're really committed
to this podcast lifestyle.
We are.
You can go on our Girls Bathroom Instagram, The Girls Bathroom, and it's the link in our bio, or you can go to patreon.com/The Girls Bathroom and you get an extra episode every single Monday that you can also watch.
Slay. Okay, this is kind of nice just for the last girl.
Okay, let's
hear it. It's simple. It's nothing groundbreaking. You're too good for someone who isn't sure about you.
True.
And the thing is, he's shown us.
And the 9 out of 10 girl at the start.
Yes! You're
fucking
too good
hell.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too good for that.
Yeah.
Like, we are. We're not taking that. Yeah. So let's just break up with them all.
Cut them loose.
Brilliant.
Cut the dead weight.
Right. Well, we'll see you. We'll see the group chats on Monday. We'll see the rest of you on Wednesday.
Love you guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.